Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And despite the great efforts of seemingly every traffic construction crew humanly known to man, they try to hold us down, keep us out of the damn studio. We're back. And B. Mitch is back. Hello, Brian. How do you do?
Brother? I'm chilling, man. What's happening?
How were your various travels, sir?
Very good.
Cool.
Very good.
Tell everybody where the hell you've been, including me, because you've been everywhere.
I've been to Gig Harbor, Washington. I've been to Auburn, Washington, Seattle, Washington, and Daniel Island, South Carolina, which is Charleston, basically.
Okay. So last Sunday, you flew out?
No.
Monday? A week ago?
I flew out Wednesday, bro.
You were off Tuesday, though.
Yeah. I'm going on Tuesday, and I left Wednesday.
Wednesday morning. You flew out Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
To Seattle.
Yeah.
And then how many courses did you play?
Four there and then one in Daniel Island.
What is the flight from here to Seattle is long. What is the flight from Seattle to Charleston? Can you get direct?
No, you fly Seattle to Charlotte, to Charleston. But, coming west to east is always faster.
Yeah, you get the jet stream.
Yeah. So we played the University of Washington Golf Course, the home course.
How was that?
Sweet. Chambers Bay, outstanding.
University of Washington is cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's a cool vibe.
Chambers Bay was excellent. Yesterday we played Daniel Island, the Beresford course. And then I can't remember the course we played on Wednesday. It's been so damn long, Jay.
How was the weather in Seattle? Looked like you got some Scotland.
We didn't get no Scotland.
Every day,
they said it was going to rain before 6, and it was raining in the afternoon.
Before 6 a.m.?
A.m.
Okay.
And then later on, but most days were 64, 65, sunshine.
Kind of like today.
Yeah. Nice.
Maybe you brought it back with you.
Hey, I hope I did.
Well, how'd you play? You win any money?
I played on and off.
What was the birdie count?
I won a little money. Yesterday, we did like a little shamble format yesterday. I made 7 birdie putts, dog.
There you go. Now, those things, somebody should be making birdies because you should have good looks a lot of times, right?
Well,
shamble is best ball off the tee and then you play your own ball in. Okay, so
it's not like the scramble.
Right.
Yeah. But I was on yesterday, Jay.
There you go.
I was so on that the dude was like, yo, man, you putt like this all the time? I was like, nope. It's just happening for me today.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you had a great trip. I imagine.
I shattered that over.
Oh, dude. We could have made that 250. You were smoking that thing.
Oh, my Lord. I got to a point one day I was like, look, I'm just going to drink water.
What about Did you stick with that plan?
No.
I did not. I would have taken the under on the only water days.
I didn't stick with that.
What about, I meant to ask you this specifically, because that region of the world you were in, for a man that likes his Pinot Noir, that's some pretty good Pinot up there, Oregon and Washington.
I was able to get this one wine. I had just found out that Bonanza.
Yo, I told you about
Bonanza. You told me this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found out Bonanza is the Camus, basically Camus.
Yeah, it's leftover Camus.
I walked in, and I got a lot of bottles. And they were the cheapest I've ever seen, like $16, $17 a bottle.
Wow, that's good.
You know, Camus is $60, $70, $80.
Right.
And, bruh, that stuff is so I'm telling you, I'm drinking Bonanza from now on.
Yo, Bonanza's good.
Bonanza and, what is the other one? Mayomi.
Yeah, that's been your go-to.
Yeah, you Belfast and Mayomi are basically the same, and then Camus and Bonanza are the same.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to find out a way to find the good stuff at a cheaper price.
I'm trying to remember where the hell I was. I was somewhere while you were gone. You know what? I was at just a little shopping center, and there was a truck stocking a liquor store, and it was an uncle nearest truck. And I was like, oh, somewhere B's enjoying himself. Like, I could just tell in that moment, like, seeing Uncle Nearest. That's great, man. So, good time. What was the tourney yesterday? Because I saw D. Hall was there. You posted a picture.
That was...
Was that one of James's?
Robert. Yeah. It was...
What's the cause? I know it's a good cause for his son's thing, right?
It's called... Yeah, it's rare. They have these rare diseases. And it was... they do one in South Carolina, one up here.
Okay, that's
and
great.
That was cool. But that course, bro, that whole place...
Is it kind of like the marshlands and all that? Yeah, that stuff's beautiful
stuff
down there.
That stuff is sweet, man.
All right, so what did you miss? Kind of nothing. Yesterday was...
Oh, I saw a DoorPro truck this morning.
There you go. Shout out to DoorPro. DoorPro, part of All Ears now,
that's
too.
That's my first time seeing them.
Okay, they're out there.
Yeah.
If you need a new garage door, hit them up. There were no sports yesterday, B. There was zero sports. There was... No basketball, no pucks. The Nats were off. I watched golf nonstop. There was no golf. Apparently, a lot of people wanted me to watch pro wrestling. Sorry, I did not.
Why didn't you watch it?
Because I was asking people what I should watch, and a lot of people said pro wrestling. A lot of people,
and what pro wrestling?
Last night was WWF, but it's on Netflix now. You aware of that?
They're not watching that one.
I didn't watch, but I hope it went great for those that did. But tonight, we're back, baby. We got hoops tonight. I think we got pucks tonight. We got both tonight. Tonight we get...
That's hoops for sure.
Thunder Timberwolves starts tonight. Yeah. You know that the Pacers get 8 days off before they play tomorrow night?
That's crazy.
Now, the Knicks got plenty of time off, too, but not 8 days.
8 days, you might be a little rusty.
Thunder T-Wolves tonight. White Brian, I believe the puck starts tonight. I think it's Canes-Panthers tonight.
They start tonight, too.
Can we briefly talk about traffic? Just briefly.
Well, briefly, and I can just say this.
You're a Main Avenue guy. It was closed.
Construction should not happen in the morning during rush hour. If you got something to do, do it like at night sometime or whatever. But don't do it at the rush hour during the morning or in the evening. It makes no sense. This is crazy.
I have been... Like, over the course of my life, a lot of times I have to work late nights and then I'm driving. Like, during the draft, I remember I'd be driving back from Ashburn late at night because Thursday and Friday night of the draft go late.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get to Tyson's and they're doing the construction. And it sucks, but I'm not mad because that's what we say. We're like, yo, do this at night. Yeah. And they're doing it at night.
Yeah.
I remember driving back from a Philly Monday nighter. So it was late. And I think I was in Maryland, maybe at the bottom of Delaware, and it was down to one lane on 95. And I was cursing because it sucked. I'm tired and want to get home.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're supposed to do it. I'm not mad at you. For them to make what is already just a ridiculous bottleneck right there by the tidal basin where you can go down 395, you can go up to 695, you can cut down to Main Avenue. Mm-hmm. For that to be one lane with the amount of tour buses that cruise around down there because they all go park at Haynes Point. Like, what are we doing, dude? And that starts at 9:30?
Yeah, it was a little crazy, bro.
And Tuesday, Wednesdays are now the worst days for traffic. And, dude, I get, like, I've heard Mayor Bowser talk about, like, we need workers back in the offices for the health of the city. Like, mm-hmm. I understand, like, the dry cleaners and the little delis, like, they need people there to buy stuff. Like, I understand how the economy works. But, damn, you realize when people were working from home, wasn't the worst, man. It was a lot easier to drive around.
It was not.
Landfill is so damn good at recognizing when we're trying to get a photo of him. But I caught him right there.
You got him.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Just snoozing.
Got him.
All right, we are, if you want to know if we are officially in summer season, we are. Because yesterday, White Brian was asleep in the first segment. Today, Landini's asleep in the first segment. Who would have had Jeff as the last dude in the aquarium for me to catch sleeping this week? I mean, Jeff was a lock. Minus 175, dude. Yesterday, I went to a pretty cool event that the Commanders did at the Digital Pioneers Academy. You've been over there? Charter school that, I mean, it's right down the street. It's like, you know, if you go M Street East, right where there's like the big overpass and you can kind of, if you're going down to the casino or something, if you're going down to National Harbor, you get on the bridge right there. And then there's like that. You can also hop on the highway to get to BW Parkway right there. You kind of go back around RFK.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, there's a lot of action right there. Digital Pioneers Academy is like a block from that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Commanders, I want to say back in 2023, linked up with that school. It's a charter school. And they gave them a pretty significant donation that allowed them to start a football team. And they had some real tragedy at the school. One of the players, I believe I had this right, was unfortunately, I mean, just tragically shot and killed. The Commanders have maintained a relationship with them, and they built them a weight room. I was in the weight room. It was a really cool day where they brought the whole rookie class in to hang out with the football team.
Uh-huh.
And I've been at enough of these things where usually, like, the players just kind of stand in the corner, do a photo op, and then get on the bus and leave. And this was not that yesterday.
Yeah.
The players sat at the tables with the kids. And I'm going to try to find her last name.
Lately, there's been a lot of that, though. But they don't just walk in and walk out.
Right.
It's like last year when we did that event where we were doing the
flowers and
stuff. When I was working my tail off last year.
Yeah. I was filming it.
Yeah. That was a trip, boy. Woo.
Marjorie Harris was there, Josh Harris's wife. Mm-hmm. She's the Commanders Foundation chairperson now. Mark Klaus was there, the team president. All the rookies were there. And it was just like real I wish I could think of a better word, but I think this is like the most accurate description. Like, the NFL players and the high school players were just hanging out. And I want to say her name specifically. Monica Livingston kind of led this program. Have you met Monica? I feel like you've probably met her. She played for the DC Divas.
Yeah,
she played for the Divas.
I remember Monica. Yeah.
And now she's like a motivational speaker, leadership coach. She kind of ran this program, B, that was so damn cool and good. And, like, you know, when the players sit down and then the high school guys are there, it's like a little like, what are we doing? And she just pushes right through that to everybody's just laughing, joking, talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she's challenging both the rookies and the high school kids to just be the best version of themselves. And then they did this planking contest where all the high school kids, and maybe not all, but a lot of the high school kids, and then I want to say all of the rookies, maybe not all, but most, get into a plank. And they were going for a while. And towards the end, there was one high school kid left, and Jalen Lane, and I want to get it right. I want to say Vigors, I believe, is the dude, is the
high school kid?
No, he's an undrafted guy. Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think he's an undrafted free agent. I want to get his first name if I can. But they go down the wire in this contest, and the high school kid wins it. And his name was Zakai, and he was just so confident and fun. And I talked to him afterwards. I was like, man, was it cool to, you know, take down some NFL players? He's like, yeah, I thought I would. And I talked to their strength coach there. Awesome guy. His name's Antonio Brown.
Wow.
And he introduced himself to me. He's like, I'm Antonio Brown. I was like, oh. He's like, yeah, I usually get that reaction. And it was just such a cool, fun vibe. And those kids went 10-0. They won the Charter League. I think they lost in the playoffs to, I want to say, St. Albans, they told me. But they're really building something. I talked to their running back. Kid's name is King Williams, I believe.
I like that.
Dude, he averaged 10 yards a carry last year.
Damn.
9.9. He went. He told me he went for like almost 1,700 yards, 20 touchdowns. It was fun, man. And for...
Sometimes you need opportunity and you need some hope. And I think when they get to hang out there with the pro players, it gives them some level of hope.
Yeah, man. And I got to talk to Marjorie for a few minutes, and we're going to play that audio a little later. But I just, it's not lost on me that Digital Pioneers Academy, I want to say, is like 12th and F, maybe. I don't know. Something like that. And I mean, from a physical location, I bet. So 709 12th Street. So I don't know. What's the seventh letter of the alphabet? Someone can figure that out. I want to say it was like 12th and F, 12th and G.
Mm-hmm.
Southeast. They're in Southeast. Marjorie Harris is in Southeast, right? Like, and you're what? A mile, 2 miles to RFK? Over the, you know what I mean? Like, you're not. I think the commitment would exist without the momentum towards getting RFK built. But at the same time, there's a real commitment.
Yeah.
And I just think that matters.
But that commitment had started already, though. You know, and yes, they wanted it ultimately, but they already were in this thing. Soon as they stepped in, they started doing stuff.
And their point was, we want our players and we want our rookies to know where they are in the city and to know what this is all about. And not just the city, they're you know, Virginia, Maryland, like the whole DMV, it's a complicated area where we're divided up by jurisdictions, even though geographically it's all pretty close. It was just a cool, fun event, and that's what this time of year should be. And I don't know. I enjoyed it, man. And it was cool to see these kids smiling and laughing. And Chick-fil-A was served to everybody. That was a big hit. The Pythons, the Digital Pioneer Academy Pythons, they have some dope gear.
The Pythons.
Yo, the logo's cool. I'm officially a DPA fan. And their right. Their hashtag is hashtag DPA we coming. So there you go. I believe that's it. I hope I got that right. There's plenty for us to discuss. Frankie Luvu yesterday was on Good Morning Football, B. And the Tush Push ban is up for discussion today again.
Okay.
And Green Bay has altered their proposal, I think very, very wisely, to make it a lot less specific to what Philly does and just about pushing a ball carrier, which is what I've said, which was the rule.
It used to be a rule before.
Right. So I want to discuss it. I want to hear what Luvu says. Luvu has kind of found himself in the center of the storm in some ways because of the NFC title game, and he was just trying to figure out a way to stop
it. If you keep a line, somebody's going to try to figure it out.
And then the rest
and
decided
And then the ref with that asinine statement. Come on, dog.
Right.
Yes, there is a rule, but that rule is not for that play. The rule is like if you're running down the field and somebody run off the sideline and tackle you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not for that play that was happening with Luvu.
So we do have a packed show today. We're going to talk to our friend Barstool Nate at 11. We haven't talked to Nate since the Caps lost, and I believe he was in the building for that game.
That's probably the reason they lost.
Well, it's also—
I'm just messing with it.
Well, Brian, it's also the one-year anniversary of when he hurt his foot.
Mm.
So pour out a little liquor.
He better not walk today.
Ike Reese is going to join us at noon. I don't know if you saw this, but Nick Sirianni just got a contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
And between Sirianni's deal and then the Tush Push conversation, that is, even though they're changing the language to make it less Philly specific, it's Philly driven for sure.
Yeah,
and
Philly.
I can't imagine the folks in the city of brotherly love are too thrilled about that.
City of brotherly shove.
And then exactly, AJ Perez is going to join us. I guess AJ is a producer on this Brett Favre documentary that's about to drop on Netflix. That I have a hunch is not the most flattering for Brett. Mm-hmm. So plenty to discuss.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.